Blog Talk Radio.
Crenshaw, and we got to give God some praise before we open up. Thank you, Father, for letting us be here. Yeah. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Yes, yes. Yeah, I know everything's not going the way we like it all the time, ladies and gentlemen. God is faithful. God is good. Precious Holy Spirit is with you for those believers. And of course, we love Jesus. We love Jesus. Give the Trinity another round of applause. Thank you, Father. Amen. God bless you. Elder Kevin Vaughn with you real quickly. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Prayer Time with Bishop John Crenshaw. Thank you for those listening around the globe, those who are listening whether it's morning, noon, or night, and that you'll listen to this even later on. Thank you so much for that as well. Thank you for those who are joining live as well. via the internet, via call-in. We thank you for your time. God is so good. But prayer is so important today. And I think we all would agree that prayer, everybody needs prayer. This is prayer time with Bishop John Crenshaw. Bishop will be up shortly. Ladies and gentlemen, the number, want to call in, the number, I've been putting out requests. If anybody has requests for prayer, we've been putting it out on the network. But the call-in number tonight is 347-843-4559. The call-in number, 347-843-4559. One more time. Call in number 347-843-4559. Also, too, ladies and gentlemen, we'll be opening up the lines later on for those who have a prayer request. Just hit *1 on your phone, either a prayer request or a comment, or want to just come on and share whatever you'd like to share in Jesus' name. But hit *1 on your phone. We'll bring you in queue. Also, too, for those who are following the word tonight as well, we want to encourage you to read the entire chapter of Psalms 90. We'll be reading Psalms 90, verses 1 through 12, Psalms 90. Verses 1 through 12, we'll encourage you to read that word for yourself, for your family, and for our community at large as well. Thank you so much for that. Well, Father God, we thank you so much for being with us today. We want to give you another round of applause, another praise, clap for Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. God bless you. For those just joining, if you have a comment or prayer request, just hit *1 on your phone. That'll put you in queue. We'll bring you in at the appropriate time. God bless you. Let's get to the word. We know y'all busy out there and got things to do with the family, and we just want to bless you today with the word. Psalms 91 through 12. Praise God. Lord, thou hast seen our dwelling place in all generations. Man, God sees from the beginning to the end to the beginning. Just amazing how God can see everything simultaneously and not interrupt anything. It's amazing. Before the mountains were brought forth, forever thou hast formed the earth and the world, even from everlasting to everlasting. Thou art God. Amen. Thank you, Father, for that. In fact, I'm going to read that one again because that's so powerful. Before the mountains were brought forth, man, forever thou hast formed the earth and the world, even from everlasting to everlasting. Thou art God. Amen. We got to thank God just for him being himself. Isn't that powerful? Thou turnest man to destruction and saith, return, ye children of men, for 1,000 years in thy sight are but as in yesterday when it is past, and as a watch in the night. Thou carriest them away as with a flood. They are as sleep in the morning. They are like grass which groweth up. In the morning it flourishes and groweth up, and in the evening it is cut down and withered. For we are consumed by thy anger, and by thy wrath are we troubled. Thou hast set our iniquities before thee, our secret sins in the light of thy countenance. For all the days are past, weighed in thy wrath. We spend our years as a tale that is told. The days of our years are 70 years and 10. And if by any reason, but by reason of strength, they be 80 years. Yet is their strength labor and sorrow, for it is soon cut off, and we fly away. Who knoweth the power of thy anger, even according to thy fear? So is thy wrath. So teach us to number our days, that we may apply our heart to wisdom. Amen. Bishop has given us the scripture tonight, ladies and gentlemen, Psalms 90, verses 1 through 12. Let's give God another hand clap of praise for his word. It is powerful. Amen. 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 For those who are just joining us, this is prayer time with Bishop John Crenshaw. And if you have with us, those just joining us, if you have a prayer request or a comment, or like to be on the program, of course, tonight, just hit *1 on your phone. We'll bring you at the appropriate time. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want you to now give Bishop a round of applause as we bring the man of God on. Thank you so much, Bishop.
God bless you, Elder Jesus. Father, we thank you today. We give you glory and we give you honor. We thank you, Lord, for this day that you made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. We thank you, Lord, for your goodness and mercy, your everlasting love. We thank you, Almighty God, because you are the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. We thank you tonight. Father God, we thank you for your word. But God, we glorify you for your word. We magnify you for your word. God, your word said, if my people, which are called by my name, would humble themselves and pray and seek my faith and turn from the wicked way, then I will hear from heaven, forgive their sin, and heal their land. God, we thank you tonight. We need you as never before. We need your direction as you keep our minds in perfect peace. Father, we thank you right now, God, that the weapon of our warfare are not carnal but mighty through God, through the pulling down of strongholds and casting down imagination and every high thing that exalt itself against the knowledge of God and pulling the captivity to the obedience of Christ. Father, we thank you tonight for your goodness and mercy. We thank you, Lord, in the name of Jesus, because you was wounded for our transgression. You was bruised for our iniquity, and the chest out of peace was upon us. But with your stripes, we are healed. We thank you tonight for healing, God. We thank you, God, you're healing those that have been attacked with COVID-19. We thank you, God, because you paid the price on Calvary, God. And we thank you, God, and your blood, God. We thank you tonight, God, in the name of Jesus. Those that are in the hospital, those that are at home, those that may be in nursing homes, those that wherever they may be have been attacked by this virus. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Satan, the Lord rebuke you in the name of Jesus. We thank you, God, for your healing power. We thank you, God, for your grace and mercy. As you extend your mercy and grace, God, we thank you for their healing. We thank you, God, for those that already been healed. We thank you tonight for your goodness and mercy. We thank you for your loving kindness. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we praise you tonight, God, as we seek your faith as never before, God. Oh, God, Father, we need you, God, as never before. We need your direction. Keep our minds in perfect peace. God, we thank you right now for your word. We glorify you, God, oh, God. That's an order by the Lord. We thank you tonight, God. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High abideth under the shadow of the Almighty. Abideth under the shadow of the Almighty. God, we thank you tonight. We abide under your shadows, God, of the Almighty. We thank you for your protection, God. And no evil shall come near our dwelling. No plague shall be able to overtake us. Father, we cancel that assignment of the enemy that attacked, that come to steal, to kill, and destroy. Because the word says, you come to give us life and life more abundant. We thank you tonight for life abundant, Lord. We thank you, God, Lord, in the name of Jesus. You have not given us a spirit of fear, but love, power, and of a sound mind. We thank you tonight for families. We thank you, Lord, in the name of Jesus, as you strengthen families tonight, God, in the name of Jesus, as you encourage families tonight, Father God, in the name of Jesus, as we go forth, I sakondo sandia, we thank you for your goodness, God. You brought us a mighty long way, God. We thank you for your kindness and mercy, oh God. You brought us a long way, God. You provided for us. You made ways for us. You've opened doors, God. Father God, we thank you, God, in the name of Jesus. You've given us authority in the earth realm, Father. And thank you right now, God, we will rule in the earth realm as you have commanded us to do, God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you tonight, God. We are the head and not the tail. We're above and not beneath. God, we thank you, God. We go, Dosa. God, we thank you, Lord. We rest in your word, God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you tonight, God, for your goodness and mercy. We thank you, Lord, for your word. is everlasting, Lord. We thank you for the body of Christ. God, in the name of Jesus, as you could look on pastors tonight, look on the congregation tonight, look on the families tonight, look on the children tonight, look on that mother, that father tonight, that cousin, that brother, that nephew, whatever. Father, we say no rata kinesa dalabaco. Oh, the weapon of our warfare are not kind of a mighty through God, through the pulling down of strongholds and casting out imagination and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God. And we pull it into captivity to the obedience of Christ. And Father, we thank you tonight. We are honorable, shut down echo, not by gate. We walk by faith and not by sight. We thank you tonight, God. You're providing, you're opening doors, you're making ways, you're opening, God, you're blessing people with jobs that have lost their jobs. You're opening other doors, you're making ways, you're making other avenues, God. We thank you tonight, God, that you continue to feed those a lot of worship. God, Pamare Sandaro, Boko do Sunday Abaka. Feed those that are hungry tonight. Feed those that are Makendo Rosata. And God, you have men and women that God provided. Oh God, we thank you, God, that you have blessed them, God, and you continue to bless them, God. And Lord, we thank you those for those avenues, God. We thank you, God, for those ways that have been made, God. We thank you as you continue to bless, oh God, in the name of Jesus. We repent. Oh God, we repent of our sins. We repent of our shortcomings. We repent out of Mosheko. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we plead the blood tonight. And we give you praise and we glorify your name. We thank you for your goodness. We thank you for another opportunity. We thank you for another day. We thank you for another chance. We thank you for life, health, and strength. We thank you for being clothed in our right mind. We thank you, God. We are the head and not the tail. We are above and not beneath. We thank you, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, that you continue to bless America, God. Look on America, God. Look on America, Lord. Look on Africa, Lord. Look on those people, God, as you provide, as God. Oh, God, you provide, as you make ways, God, as you touch hearts in the name of Jesus. We thank you tonight. Look on those that's on the front line, those that are working in the hospital, those that are about, reveal, uncover, expose every crooked place. Oh, God, every crooked heart. God, we soul. And Father, we thank you. You're raising people up over the deathbed. You're raising them up on Korabasia. We thank you, God. You're healing those from cancer, those that are diabetes, those that have high blood pressure. Lord, you're healing those. Father God, in the name of Jesus, that have all types of diseases. Father God, we thank you. You heal them, God. We thank you for your miracle working power. We thank you for the blessings of God. We thank you for the promises of God to come and pass in the name of Yeshua. We glorify you tonight, oh God. Abasia. We glorify you. We thank you, Lord, for all the prayer warriors all over the world. We thank you for those that cried out about Sateria Kodomoshe. Father God, in the name of Jesus, God, make the crooked places straight. And Father, go by Sateria, run down out of that, go. Pull down every stronghold. In the name of Jesus, we thank you tonight. We glorify, be glorified in our life tonight, God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, God, as you look on those again, the children that's getting ready to go back to school. Look on the teachers, God. Father God, you know all things. You know all things. There is no secret that you don't know about. There is no undercurrent that you don't know about. God, reveal, expose, and God, destroy every obstacle, nada. Father God, we thank you, God. Protection of God, of the children of God, in the name of Jesus. Protect their families. Protect their mothers and the fathers. And the, well, protect the teachers, God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, we thank you for your direction. We thank you for your guidance. And your, as you lead your people each and every day, Father, we glorify you. And Father God, also know, go around, no evil shall come near our dwelling, and no plague shall be able to overtake us. Father God, in the name of Jesus, you have not given us a spirit of fear. We walk by faith and not by sight. We thank you tonight, God. Now unto him who's able to do exceedingly abundant above all that we can think or ask. Now unto him who is the first and the last, the beginning and the end. God, we thank you are Alpha Omega. Oh, God, we thank you. You are the banner, God. You are the shield. You are the refuge. You are the present help. You thank you, Lord, that you already know every situation. There's no situation that you don't know about. But, God, we thank you, God, as we rise up, oh, God, in faith. But we believe you. We trust in your word. We call your Sanderiaco. We call those things that be not as though they already are. And, Father God, we thank you as you take care of us one day at a time, that you provide for us, as you make ways, God, and we thank you for that family tonight. God, strengthen them and encourage their hearts. God, we thank you, God, as you make a way, God. Lord, you know that you're able, God. We know that you will. We know that you can, God, and we thank you for it, and we glorify you for all that you've already done. We thank you for all the blessings that you have allowed us to receive in this lifetime, God. We glorify you for it, and we magnify you. Father God, in the name of Jesus, God, make us one in the spirit, oh God. Oh God, created us a clean heart, renew in us the right spirit, oh God. And Father, we thank you tonight, God. Look on that person tonight, God, that is about to give up, Lord. Look on that person that about to, oh God, that about to throw up their hands, God, because they have under so much pressure. But God, let them know that you are able to bring them out, God, and this too shall pass. Thank you, Lord. This too shall pass. This COVID-19 shall pass. It shall pass. Father, it shall pass. They call no Sata. God, it is so. Oh, now, Yasin, my Neku Rata. God, let me say, my God, we pray for those that's in the hospital, God, in the name of Jesus. We pray for those that they call no Sata. I got no Sike Padea. Father, we thank you right now, God, as you strengthen them and encourage their hearts. Hold up, O'Shea. Let them fight the good fight of faith, God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you tonight, God, and we give you glory. We honor you. We magnify you. We adore you. We exalt your name, God. We know that we can't make it without you, but with you we can do all things through Christ who strengthened us. We can do all things through Christ who strengthened us. You are our everything. You are Jehovah Jireh, Yalla Boshata. You are our better, you are our refuge. You are the first and the last. You are the beginning and the end. You are our provider, Yaboshata la Labeko. Ah, yeah, you are righteous God. Yo, God, you are jealous God. You are Lord of peace. Ah, Zambo ko no sata ba. Yisandere apundo. Kandia si meko rande kandasa. God, I'm ashamed. We see meko dabasa. We rest in your word, oh God, and we give you praise and we glorify you. Dabasa. Dine sata lalabo. Bari si ko daba. Yisada. In the name of Jesus, we glorify you tonight. We thank you as you feel the airways with your presence, God. Feel the airways with the spirit of Oko Dosa, with your anointing that destroy every yoke, destroy every yoke. Soroko Misandea. Anya Sato, God there. Father God, we thank you tonight. We give you the glory. Let God arise. Let his enemy be scattered. Let them that hate it flee before him. As smoke is driven away, drive them away. As white melt before the fire. Let the wicked perish in the presence of Almighty God. But let the righteous be glad. Let them exceedingly rejoice. And Father, we forever give you glory. We glorify you for all that you've already done. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen.
Amen, amen, amen. Powerful prayer from Bishop John Crenshaw, ladies and gentlemen. This is prayer time with Bishop John Crenshaw, praying for the family, praying for our city, county, for our state, ladies and gentlemen, for our nation, and for the world. God bless you, Bishop. Thank you so much. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to open up the lines for those who have a prayer request for Bishop. We'll take those all at one time there. Just hit *1 on your phone, or if you have a comment or question, we'd love to bring you in as well. And we're just excited about you being with us tonight. Amen. Well, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to hear from a bishop's wife right now. We're going to then open up the lines for prayer, but we will open up the lines for Dr. Crenshaw. God bless you, Dr. Crenshaw. God bless you.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. God bless you. Praise God for that prayer tonight. Praise the Lord. Certainly God is yet. He is yet. He is yet on the throne. And we're grateful Praise the Lord for what the Lord is doing in spite of the things that are going on. Praise God. We know that God is still sovereign. Amen. Praise the Lord. I just want to ask prayer. Praise the Lord for Sister Deanna's sister. Her name is Barbara. Praise the Lord. Prayer for her. The Lord is yet able to heal cancer. He's yet able. So we want to hold her name up in prayer. And others that are sick tonight that we're aware of, praise the Lord. Brother James there in Pensacola, praise the Lord. Sister Marilyn, just think of the names of those people we want to continue to hold up in prayer. Praise the Lord. God is yet a healer. So we want everybody to be encouraged tonight. Praise God. Know that God is sovereign. And one thing I encourage us to do, praise the Lord, is continue to pray against this spirit. It is very, very clear that this virus is beyond just a virus. This is spiritual warfare. I can't say that enough. This is spiritual warfare. And we must decree and declare according to Ephesians 6 and 10. And we have got to put on the whole armor of God. Praise God. Because we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, powers, spiritual wickedness in high places. So, Father, we thank you tonight. Praise God. That even as Bishop has prayed tonight, that we pray against the demonic stronghold of COVID-19. Father, we decree and declare every agenda behind this virus be revealed, uncovered, exposed, and destroyed in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you for it and we praise you for it. Praise the Lord. God bless you. And back to you, Elder Kevin.
Amen. Thank you so much, Dr. Crenshaw. God bless you. This is prayer time with Bishop John Crenshaw. You just heard the voice of Bishop's wife, Dr. Janice Crenshaw, ladies and gentlemen. God bless you. Amen, Dr. Crenshaw. Ladies and gentlemen, this is time for a prayer. We'll open up the lines. Hit star one on your phone if you have a prayer request. Star one on your phone. I'm going to mention only your last four digits. Amen. And so we're going to take our next caller, 6569. You're on the line with Bishop. God bless you.
Yes, I would like to ask the bishop to give a prayer for that violence in the inner cities all over the country.
Amen, amen. Thank you so much, caller, for that. God bless you. Amen. We've got to continue to pray for our inner cities and all the peaceful demonstrators and even the ones that are not peaceful. We've got to pray for all of them as well. Amen. Thank you so much, caller, for that. Bishop, back to you, sir. God bless you.
Father, we thank you tonight, even as we are praying, because you said in your word, what one could put 1,000, two could put 10,000 to flight. We stand in agreement with those that have been sick and those that have rallied the sick. It's evangelist, the doctors stated tonight that they have a sick sister. We thank you, sister, as you heal her body tonight, God. We thank you for your blood, never lost in the power of God. We thank you, even as you cover our young people as the violence has been so great. But God, you said, where sin abound, the grace of God abound even the more. And Father, we come against that, God, in the name of Jesus. You are a consuming fire. And Father, we thank you, God, in the name of Jesus, that no evil shall come near our dwelling. We thank you, God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, God, for the grace and mercy of God and the goodness of God. And we give you praise. And we call it so because you said, well, one can put 1,000, two put 10,000 to flight, God. And because we are standing in agreement together, we know that your word will not return to you void, but it will accomplish that you please. It will prosper into the thing whereto you send it. You sent your word in the earth realm, and you sent your word in us, God, that it will be manifested through our lives, and we give you praise for it. And God, we thank you, God, as you continue, give them long life and heal those that are sick. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen, amen. Thank you so much, Bishop, for that prayer and prayer time. Thank you all those who had prayer requests and praying for others, which we have to do. According to the word of God, we must pray for each other, ladies and gentlemen. So we thank God for prayer time for Bishop John Crenshaw, praying for the world. Ladies and gentlemen, amen. God bless you. Please note that we are praying for you. whether we're on the air or not, ladies and gentlemen, as Bishop says, we're praying for you. Dr. Crenshaw said, we're praying for you throughout the day, throughout the week as well to come. So we thank you so much for joining us. And we thank God for who he is. Just know, ladies and gentlemen, that God is in control. We just want you to read his word, get to know him even more. But stay in the word, as Bishop encourages us always. Stay in the word. It's all we have is the word. We thank God for you. Amen. Well, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to let you go. I want you to have a great rest of the evening, great rest of the week as well. The weekend's coming up fast. We want you to enjoy yourself. And Dr. Crenshaw said you've got to take care of yourself health-wise as well. Ladies and gentlemen, don't forget that mask, right? Make sure you wear that mask at the appropriate times. Make sure you're washing those hands. And, of course, make sure you're keeping your health up in the vitamin supplement area. Keep in mind, I am not a doctor, but we do know some things that you can take care of yourself on. So you can look that up or check with, of course, your doctor in those areas as well. God bless you. Amen. This is Elder Kevin Vaughn on Prayer Time with Bishop John Crenshaw. We want you healthy, and we want you in prayer. We want you to continue to pray for yourself and others as we move forward in Jesus Christ. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, around the globe, this has been Prayer Time with Bishop John Crenshaw. Lord willing, we'll be back on Saturday morning and then Sunday evening, Lord willing. And we'll keep it moving. But the goal is to know that Jesus is in charge of everything, ladies and gentlemen. God is in charge of everything. Let me leave you with this real quick as we pray. Jehovah, we praise you by Beverly Clark. Always, ladies, always, always, ladies and gentlemen, to always outlove, outforgive, and outserve each other. We'll see you next time on Prayer Time with Bishop John Crenshaw. God bless you. Jesus is Lord. Bye-bye now. Ladies and gentlemen, all around the world, spend another time with Bishop John Crenshaw on Prayer Time with Bishop John Crenshaw. Remember, Jesus is Lord. God bless you. We'll see you next time. Let's give God another hand clap of praise before we leave. He is God all by himself.